Hi, gang. You know, sometimes there's an interesting confluence of events in your life that give you a sort of an aha moment. Well, that happened to me this week, that I've been reading the early installments of Cory Doctorow's new book, Makers, and at the same time was coming out here to Calgary to talk to folks about how to engage social communities. And then yesterday I met with the exhibit developers here, one of whom is very seriously involved in the maker community, and concurrent with that discovered the maker community in Hamilton via Twitter. So this has really been a week of sort of thinking through the idea of maker culture in relation to social media and journalism. And it really occurred to me, particularly last night because I was putting together a presentation, that that's a really great way, I think, to think about citizen journalism and covering ourselves, that we're in this sort of maker culture, that we have these devices that allow us to do very, very powerful multimedia very simply, and it almost becomes a reflex or gestural for us now to be able to cover ourselves using Quick, using live stream, using our iPhones or other mobile devices. So that's something that I'm going to be playing with in my head, and when I'm going to be teaching in the fall at Western, is thinking about journalism, particularly citizen journalism, through the lens of a maker culture, a culture that doesn't believe that you own something unless you can open it, unless you can get inside and change it, and make it be your own by, you know, applying it to your own use. And that's certainly how I'm going to be thinking about citizen journalism in the next little while. I'd love your feedback. It's Wayne McPhail at waitandsee.com. Thanks for listening.